Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The song was released on this day in 1983. I would play our Crowder version of it, but we just don't have time right now. We went long because we got the surprise conversation with the Ronde Gadsden in the second. That was really cool. I really enjoyed that. So we're starting the 4 o'clock hour a little bit late. Marlins are losing to the Dodgers 4-2. I think Kyle Stowers hit a ding dong in the last half of the inning for the Marlins. Man, that was just super cool. I love Aronde. I've been friends with him for so long, and if you saw the video, you could just see it in his eyes, man. When Aronde Gadsden the second was drafted, man, just so happy for them. All right, let's try to get back on the clock here. Let me give you a quick Panthers update. Road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Give you some lines for tonight. Panthers in Tampa tonight and right now. Panthers are -105, and the Lightning are -115. So Lightning, a slight favorite tonight. But the Panthers, if you think they're going to close it out tonight. Now, I would submit to you, it all depends on Mike Cugno eating French fries tonight. But it doesn't seem so far that Cugno is feeling enough pressure via Twitter. He still seems like he's going to avoid French fries, but I'm imploring you, Panthers fans, tweet at Mike Cugno CBS4 and get him to eat French fries before the game tonight. And I think that ensures a Panthers trip to the second round. But again, Panthers -105 tonight, Lightning -115. Total is 5.5 goals. Over under is 5.5 goals, and you will hear the game, Mike, right here on 560 WQAM.
Mike is quite upset about this endeavor.
Yes, people are tweeting at Cugno. He's very upset with me, but you have to tweet him. If you want the Panthers to win, he's got to eat French fries tonight because he did it Monday. He ate French fries, and the Panthers pulled off a shocking comeback, and I want to see it happen again. So tweet at Mike Cugno, CBS4. Get him to eat those French fries, and let's ensure a Panthers victory. Quick look at the headlines. I still have the Billy Idol and Joan Jett tickets to give away. We're going to do that. Quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The Marlins are in action right now. Bottom of the fourth, Dodgers lead the Fish 4-2.
All right.
Any of you guys see the new City Connect jerseys that the Miami Marlins released officially today?
I did.
No, are they cool?
I thought they were fine. They didn't jump out at me as something special.
They made vice jerseys is what the Marlins did. They're called Their new jerseys are called the City Connect jerseys Retro Wave. Thank you, Crowder. Retro Wave. But they're vice jerseys. It's what they are.
Yeah, I dig it. It wasn't like I didn't think it was like shockingly great or shockingly bad. If there's one Marlins jersey that I want this season, it's the Flanagan's jersey.
Yes.
What about the...
Oh, my God. Someone has used AI to make Mike Cugno eat the French fries with fork. This AI, I mean, this is... Oh, I just went to the next video. This AI is something, man. Look at Cugno. Cugno, I mean, that guy looks like he's actually enjoying...
the French fries. With a fork.
Keep tweeting at him. We're going to break him at some point. Because I'm telling you, he doesn't want the pressure if the Panthers lose. It all hinged on him eating one damn French fry and he wouldn't do it for Panthers fans?
That's bad. Talking about jerseys, is that 5280 for the Nuggets? Is that the elevation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's goofy.
I kind of like it. I had it at center court. I kind of like that.
I think it was goofy, man. The elevation we're playing at, like that doesn't make any sense to me.
Are we sure it's not photoshopped,
it's the
though,
Mile
Hawk?
High City. What's that?
Are you sure it's not photoshopped?
I saw it. It said 5280.
Well, that's up for contention.
Right. It was a great answer by I forget what his name was. Kerry.
That's why it was picked, Hawk.
I know. It was also a great line by Trump. He goes, they picked you because I don't even know who you are. What has happened to this world? But it was such a great dismissal by him at the end. He's like, well, it's under contention. Like, let's move on. Such a great line. Yeah. But let's not lose sight of the fact here that you need to tweet at Mike Cugno. Mike Cugno, CBS4. And he's the one man who can ensure a Panthers victory. I also don't want to lose sight of the fact that when the top of the fifth gets underway, there's two outs right now in the bottom of the fourth. When the top of the fifth gets underway, it's going to be Matt Mervis at the plate. Just saying. Mm.
Uh-oh. Hard Rock Bet is starting to offer me more than my bet for the Panthers to win the cup.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, Jack.
Well, I put in two bets yesterday. I bet Sergei Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe Trophy, which is MVP of the postseason. Mm-hmm. So they would have to win the cup in order for him to win that, and you would have to have great performances by him. I have that at plus 1,500. He's the favorite, by the way, at plus 1,500. Wow. So I have Bobrovsky to win Conn Smythe at plus 1,500, and I bet the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup at plus 500.
I got the Panthers at plus 600 because I did it a couple weeks
ago.
And
I think down to plus 400 right now.
Yeah, Jack, we got action.
Didn't Connor McLoser win the Conn Smythe trophy last year despite the Panthers winning the cup?
Yes, because he didn't want to come out. He didn't want to come out the locker room.
Yep, you're exactly right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, Hawk, if the Panthers win this year, you're right on the money. They're going to make up for that. They're going to make
unless,
up for that.
Unless Kachuk has an amazing series, like you're guessing that the goaltender is going to have more to do with it than the goal scorers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, look at that. Hard Rock app is offering me $102 for my $100 Stanley Cup bet. Because I have it at plus 500, and now it's down to plus 400.
Oh, what do I get? Let me see.
Do I take that $2?
I got upcoming. Let me see. So I bet 125, and they're offering me 150.
Wow. Yeah, I bet 100 to win 500, and I bet Bobrovsky 50 bucks to win 750.
I bet 125 to win 875.
And I still have the live open bet because it hasn't been determined yet. I still have Tyler Hero to be finals MVP at plus 100,000.
Cash
they
out.
Haven't awarded it yet. So it is possible still that he wins that award and I win over 10 G's.
Cash out. Hit the purple button.
I wish there was.
Inter Miami does play tonight. By the way, Hawk, you had mentioned the Marlins Flanagan's jersey, something I didn't get to yesterday. That is coming back. And according to Andy Slater, by the way, the day of the game has been announced June 21st. So I'll see everybody out there. I'll be there for sure. But they will be selling, according to Andy Slater, Flanagan's ribs and wings at Marlins concession stands during the game on June 21st.
And the Marlins need to get this right. I know they're doing that for the one game. They need to get a Flanagan's stand in that ballpark.
Yeah.
What are we waiting on? I mean, what are we waiting on?
They need a kitchen. They have to have, you know, ROIs.
Do you really?
Yes.
I mean, what do you – you throw all they should sell is their garlic rolls. So you don't need a fryer or anything. And you sit down there. It's the fourth inning. You've got buttery garlic rolls. I mean, oh, are we in heaven? Is this Iowa?
But the buttery garlic rolls that they drove in from 20 minutes away.
Heat lamps.
No. You guys are joking.
I'm like Rain Man. Heat lamps.
You're joking, but you're not even wrong, because you ever had like Chick-fil-A not from a Chick-fil-A store? So, for example, at FIU football games.
They don't even have any. They just keep them warm.
They bring them in like these giant boxes. When we would fly with the Dolphins, they would cater Chick-fil-A. Bro, that Chick-fil-A was made at 4 in the morning, prepared, sitting in these like giant pizza boxes made for chicken. It's been made for 18 hours at least, but they just keep it warm. By the time you consume it, it's soggy. You know it's been made for 24 hours, but it's still Chick-fil-A. You don't care. You're going to throw it down anyways.
Listen, when I was a kid, they had one item at the concession stand, hamburger, and you liked it. It was there from the previous week, whatever they didn't sell. And you stood up there with your thermos because there were no drinks. So you brought your thermos, you had a drink, and you ate a one-week-old burger, and you liked it.
As a restaurateur, cracked by Chef Adrian, Section 203.
Chef Adrian.
I don't think that's her name. Yeah. Section 203, Dolphins and Canes games. It's a difference
when
you...
Section 203. I don't even think you got that right.
It is 203.
The booming partnership you're promoting there.
Watching a partnership crumble in front of our eyes.
Chef is making
this move. Like it's
203.
Joanna Henderson. What's her name, Crowder?
Joanna Henderson.
Chef Adrian. I'm sure of it. But you have to do it fresh. You can't just have it piled up in the little heating lamps or the heating refrigerators. You have
sure
to
you can.
It makes it better. No, it's not.
2025.
Section 203, crack. Check it out.
Heat lamps.
No, you can't just yell heat lamps.
What happened with Mervis? I see there's two outs and some guy named Hicks is batting. Did I sleep through Mervis's bat? You got me all thrown off with Chef Sevilla, whatever you called it.
Chef Adrian.
So, Hawk, your uniform to go watch a ball game back in your time was a thermos? Like, that was part of the uniform?
For a football game, you had to bring a thermos because you wanted something warm.
A Stanley?
And you couldn't leave the seats, especially when you went to the football game with Lyle Hockman at Soldier Field, and you sat down in those seats. You were sitting in those seats. Don't even ask me to get up. I got to see the next play from Bob Avellini.
No bathroom breaks?
No bathroom breaks. Sit down, have a thermos, some hot chocolate in there, and we'll get out of here tonight. We'll go home. We'll have a sausage pizza.
Lyle was a spanker.
Yeah, yeah, mess around. We're planting ourselves. We're in the middle of the row. We're not asking people to get up. Watch the football game. You get thirsty. Hey, there's no iPhones. You're not on your apps. Watch the game. If you get thirsty, you drink something out of the thermos. Sure, it's cold by the end of the game. Who cares? Drink it.
Why are you successful?
I get the shakes if I see a thermos like a Dick's Sporting Goods.
Mervis struck out, by the way.
God damn it, Jimmy.
Not my fault.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Inter Miami, they play tonight. CONCACAF Champions Cup. Second leg, they trail Vancouver, the Whitecaps, 2-0. How about this? Champions League over in Europe. Inter Milan was up 2-0. Barcelona ties it at 2-2. Now the score's 3-3. First leg of the UEFA Champions League semifinal. Playing at the Camp Nou. Or I guess not because that stadium's closed. But playing in Barcelona, 3-3 right now, 68th minute.
Will I see Messi tonight? Is he playing?
He will be playing, yes. Yeah, Suarez, Busquets, Jordi Alba, and Messi didn't play the other day versus FC Dallas, I think is who they played. Or was it the Chicago Fire? Where were they played?
No, it was Dallas.
It was Dallas?
Yeah, it was Dallas.
So, yeah, they're all going to play tonight, Hawk.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call
Sometimes Lyle would let me bring a peanut butter sandwich. Now that I think about it, I put it in my pocket. It was all mashed up, you know. But like, yeah, if we had enough time and Sandra had a couple free minutes, she might fire up a little peanut butter sandwich, a little snack.
You weren't allowed to move out of your chair once the game
you
starts.
You get planted. You're there. It's cold. There's no seats. It was benches back then. It was all benches at Soldier Field. And we were in the middle, and that was it. You're not going anywhere. You're going to watch the Honey Bears at halftime. And dance troupe called the Honey Bears.
Well, your brother couldn't play around, run.
Brother, two tickets. Yeah, you two figure out who's going to each game. Because Lyle's going. You think it was a family affair? Two tickets. You guys figure it out. Don't beat the crap out of each other.
Lyle plus one.
Lyle plus one.
I love him. That's parenting.
Brother. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was sporting three tickets at Soldier Field. Get out of here. I told you, Lyle's best sports ticket story. We had season tickets for the Bulls when I was a kid, and it was a pain in the ass to go there all the time because we lived in the suburbs, and we were sitting through these teams Ronnie Lester and Orlando Woolridge and Sam Smith and Ricky Sobers. And I mean, just garbage. And the NBA, remember they would show the NBA finals. You've heard the stories on tape delay on CBS at night. Like, I mean, it was dreadful. We would sit there and watch these dreadful Bulls teams. And finally, my dad said, we had second row behind their bench, season tickets. Wow. Finally, he says, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. This is terrible. It's boring or whatever. Gave up his season tickets. And then two seasons later, they drafted MJ. couldn't get near that place.
Oh, you got to hold on, Lyle. Was he hot? Was he mad when everything turned?
I imagine he'd love to have those tickets handed down to some. My brother got his when Lyle died. My brother got his tickets, like, the because you can't get Bears season tickets. Like, there's just such a long waiting list. So he willed them to my brother.
Oh, that's cool.
What about for the Bulls? Is it still like that?
I would imagine. I think you hold on to your season tickets. I can't imagine that people go when. I mean, it's the same thing if it's a crappy game here on a Tuesday night, but. No. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
But even like in Miami, I mean, the Dolphins are a heritage team. Maybe not like the Packers or the Bears, Hawk, but I mean, they're pretty legendary. I got season tickets back in 2014, 15, and 16. I gave them up, and I got them back in 2018.
Right. But the Bears, you got to remember, there's so many more people in the city. It's just Green Bay, obviously, it's the only thing to do, so you can't give up your tickets. But in cities like Chicago, that, like, if you get those tickets, there's just too many people on the waiting list to ever give them up.
All right, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy.
Can you imagine how many microplastics were coming off a thermos in the 70s? I was getting big hunks of plastic with every sip.
It's bad off.
They weren't even microplastics. It was just plastic chunks coming off every.
I've been asked that about buying season tickets to sport. Like, I love the Gators, you know, love the Heat, Dolphins. Like, I'll never buy season tickets. I think it's just too much responsibility.
It's a requirement. It really is. You have to love it.
I have to go now.
I did that, man.
I have to schedule my vacation.
But you weren't married. You weren't married. You're speaking as a married man with kids, and now Solana's engaged or whatever. So it's like, and a lot of married guys, they hate their wives. So they love season tickets. I'm telling you, the married guys who have had season tickets and never gave them up, they're married 25 years, they hate their wives.
Gotta go to this game. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Yippee! No, but I was going to back up Crowder's point. Like, as somebody who for 12 years went to every Heat home game because it was like a sense of pride. Like, I can't miss a game. And then, you know, now I'm getting paid to be there, a little different, but it's a grind. It's a grind. Like, I got to be in downtown by 7. I got to be there at 7.
It also depends on the location. Cause I could have Panthers season tickets. I could do it because it's just so easy to get there.
Yeah. With the Dolphins, I didn't miss a game. Obviously played, and then I started doing the pregame. I did the pregame for like 6 years, so I didn't miss a Dolphin home game. But to Solana's point, I'm going there to make money.
Right.
Like, so I would go through. I would sit up there. I'd be there 3 hours before the game because I'm earning money with it just to go.
By the way, don't text me. I know you don't hate your wives.
They do. Even –
unless she's in the car right now. We're just kidding.
No. I know plenty of dudes that don't even watch the game. They sit up in the little bar level area and just look miserable and rub their face 100 times.
Hawk, by the way, you weren't consuming microplastics. You were actually consuming stainless steel that hadn't been processed correctly. So just a little bit of asbestos.
I think you're right. I think it was a stainless steel thermos. Yeah. Now that you say that. That's what contained the warmth back then. You didn't know how else to contain the warmth. So yeah. Just get a big steel thermos.
I mean, you were just throwing down harmful chemicals, and all we're asking Mike Cunha to do is eat one French fry. Unbelievable.
It shows you, too, how soft people are nowadays.
Yeah.
We drank our drinks out of unfinished stainless steel, and then we went to the bathroom at Soldier Field. It was a big trough. I told you, there was no urinals. Just a big trough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd go to the bathroom, and then you'd go wash your hands, and you'd dry them on a towel that went around in a circle, the same towel that everyone in there was using over and over. It just got pulled down back into a circle. Yeah. These people today are soft.
Callous. You build a callous.
You build a callous doing that back then.
Yeah. That's your weather.
Water fountains.
Everything was in styrofoam.
There's no water fountains anymore.
Yeah. Oh, you fill your bottle here, and I'm going to show you how many bottles you've saved by filling this. Hey, give me a water fountain and sprinkle COVID on it. I don't care.
But the water doesn't touch anything. It's a fountain. There's no water fountains anymore. Even in schools, there's no water fountains. Crazy. Ridiculous. Kids bring they bring not even thermoses.
Nurses
they bring
that can't
little...
even give the kids an aspirin nowadays.
No.
Oh,
no.
Back then, you're not feeling well. Here's a couple penicillin. Here's a, take some of this. You look like you're losing your hair. Here's a minoxidil. Get back to class.
These kids nowadays, they don't even want to go to the bathroom. Number two at school, they want to go to the nurse's office. Go to the nurse's office?
Yeah.
Just go in the bathroom. Go in the stall. Go to the bathroom.
Your business. Nah. Get out of there.
I had a note.
Like you said, Hawk, you got to let your butt deal with that.
Nah, I had a note I had a note throughout my entire elementary, middle, and high school to go use the employee restroom.
Why?
Bro, I was not going into the normal stall. Are you crazy?
Do you go to the stall at the airport?
No, he's got a note. He goes to the pilot's.
Do you go to the bathroom at the airport or on an airplane? Because thousands and thousands of people go in there.
Be surprised what a note can do while you're a kid in school, man. Employee restroom.
So different.
You want them Lanoisey potties.
Those were the days.
I went to the bathroom 3 times at my son's baseball game last night.
Well, that's not healthy either. You don't have to take it that far to the
I walked right in with another dad. He went to the urinal. I went to the stall.
Because the Little League restrooms, they never have doors on the actual entrance to the bathroom itself. It's always just kind of waltz in.
Yep. And there's no lock. And when they open it, I just look at them and say, occupied.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We're running way over time here. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When did the Brewers move to the National League?
What city are the Brewers in?
Hawk and Crowder.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.